Good morning. You are listening to WMFO in Medford, Freeform Radio. This is The Juice Box, and this is Lily speaking. This morning, I have a very special guest for you all. Go ahead.
Hi, I'm Lacey. Thank you so much for having me, my wonderful roommate, Lily.
Of course. I'm thrilled to have a special guest on our second week of this semester's installation of The Juice Box.
Oh, thrilled to be here.
That last song you heard was Hypotheticals by Lake Street Dive, a house favorite recently. We've been having it on repeat as we've been building furniture in our new home, so.
Oh, yeah.
Very exciting. And with that, we're going to get to some new music, and we'll have some chatting throughout the show, so, you know, we'll get to that as well. But up next, we've got Starting Line by Corey Wong, and then Sour Candy by Melt. Here we go.
Nobody knows my So long, and I cannot help but wonder, are you
was Sour Candy by Melt. And we were just talking about the fact that the head singer of Melt, Veronica Stewart Frommer, she went to Tufts and graduated actually pretty recently.
So, go Jumbos.
Yeah. And with that, we're going to get to one of our newer bits on the Juice Box. Still a work in progress, but I think we're liking it so far. And it's about this day in music history. So what happened, Lacey, on September 26th of
1969, yeah. 55 years ago today, the Beatles released their final album, Abbey Road. And as we were just reading in their anthology, some of the surviving members stated that while it was never formally acknowledged, they all had the feeling that this would be their final product together as a band. And so they agreed to go out on a high note, and they did. Definitely their most iconic album.
Makes a lot of sense. It was a great one. Crazy that was 55 years ago.
Right? Oh, and yet they're still everywhere today. Like, it's how you know they made music history.
Oh, yeah. Another fun one is from 1975. The Rocky Horror Picture Show opened in California featuring Meatloaf, who I've definitely played on this show before.
That cameo in the movie? Everything. Fantastic. I'm very excited for a spooky season and our Rocky Horror trip. Gotta start planning that.
Yeah, that's, you know, I've never been a big fan of October because I'm very easily scared.
I'm with you on that.
But I do love when it comes time for Rocky Horror Picture season.
Every year.
And with that, we're going to get back to our tunes. Up next, we've got Maine by Noah Kahan, one of my favorites. I've played on this show way too many times at this point, from Cape Elizabeth. And then some Mount Joy with Bathroom Light. Here we go.
You made your change. Was you sure rediscovered? Was your heart rearranged? Are you still taking pills in the morning? And did you lose that longing now for a walk through an ocean town? Cause this town's just an ocean now. You don't hate the summers, you're just afraid of the space, asking strangers for answers to forget what they say. A boat beside a dock in the sunlight, nothing but the water in the sunrise now. Just a lack of an open mouth, cause this town's just an ocean now. Bad, I miss this place, your head and your heart. And my dad still tells me when they're playing your songs, laughing at the way you would say if only, baby, there were cameras in the traffic lights. They'd make me a star, they'd make me a star. I wanna go to Maine. I wanna go. My dad still tells me when they're playing your songs, laughing at the way that you would say if only, baby, there were cameras in the traffic lights. They'd make me a star,
they make me a star. I wanna go. Once you've had your change of heart, 'cause we're no more than the fossils on Crescent Beach State Park. And we used to sing along to church bells on Sundays, and can you even hear them from the subway now? And I hope that we make you proud, 'cause this town's just an ocean now.
Find me a lane to drive through in a Halloween costume. I'm an astronaut without you. We're twisting our way to the back of the bar. You're locking the door, falling into the star. Stripping you down to your jewelry. You're breaking the rules. Just fooled me. What a life under big stars and a good woman in charge. Got me falling in, got me falling in hard. So come on, baby, let's do this right. I think I'll. Moments we can't fake. Yes, the angels never leak the expiration days. So come on, baby, let's do this right. I think I like falling in love in the bar bedroom light. I won't question it. Did it hurt when I kicked you to the curb? Now I'm all alone. I guess I'll never learn. Your purple sweater sitting in my room. Tried to wear it, but I knew that it would smell like you. I saw you dancing at the show tonight. Did it hurt when I kicked you to the curb? Now I'm all alone. Guess I'll never learn. And I lost.
That was Maple Syrup by the Backseat Lovers. Before that, we had Bathroom Light before Mountjoy. One of my current favorite songs is Bathroom Light by Mountjoy. I've been listening to a lot of them recently. Just such good vibes. Such beautiful music. And now we're going to get into our hourly PSA, read by the lovely Lacey.
Number of Americans that die each day from an accidental overdose of prescription drugs, 54. Number of human beings that have died from an overdose of medical marijuana in all of recorded history, 0. A message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Thank you so much. Very interesting. And now we're going to get into some Royal Otis, Oysters in My Pocket, and then Big Thief, who I didn't know about till very recently when I was gifted a very wonderful playlist. So very grateful for that. And Lacey knows a lot about Big Thief, too.
Yeah, great group. And another Boston locals, I believe they came out of Berkeley. So really just pulling up the Boston College musicians tonight.
Yeah, gotta support this the morning. Musicians coming out of here. Okay, here we go with Oysters in My Pocket.
Oh, To show you.
That was Certainty by Big Thief, and before that we had Simulation Swarm from an album of theirs with a very fun and funky name called Dragon New Warm Mountain I Believe in You, which is just so fun.
That is phenomenal. I really just love everything about Big Thief's vibe.
It's very nice. It's very chill. Very, very relaxed.
Yeah, I need to listen to more of their music. I've spent most of my time listening to Adrian Lenker, the lead vocalist specifically, ever since you put me on her version of Vampire Empire again the other day. It's genuinely been the first thing I turn on every time I open Spotify.
Yeah, I need to listen to that one more too. It's great. And now next we've got August by Flip Turn, but the acoustic version, because we both just realized that while the regular version that is not acoustic is fantastic, we are both fans of the specifically acoustic version.
It really is phenomenal. And another, you know, band that formed in college, and this time in my hometown, go Gainesville, Florida. UF produces some great bands. We love to see it out there. Fueled by Ramen, the music label from Gainesville, Florida.
Incredible. Love it. Okay, here we go with Flip Turn.
Mine.
That was Corner of My Eye by the Lemon Twigs from their album Everything Harmony.
Yeah, I just started listening to the Lemon Twigs a lot lately after the wonderful Spotify-generated playlist brought them up for me. And a brief Google search showed that they are very beloved by a lot of artists I love. I don't know if you remember the list I was reading off to you the other day, but I know it included Elton John, at the very least, which had me already sold.
A lot of really big names, and I had never heard of the Lemon Twigs till very recently.
Yeah, and it was a huge lineup of like pop artists, like all sorts of different pop artists, and I get it. I love their sound. It really like draws on like so much from their different albums. Yeah, and they're coming to the Crystal Ballroom in Davis next week. Really, really fighting the urge to buy tickets right now.
So exciting. Oh, nothing like a good little Crystal Ballroom.
Right, and I've never actually been to a concert there. I know we were talking the other day about the concert venues we still need to hit in the area.
So important.
We both have to make it to Brighton Music Hall, right?
Yeah.
Then we'll have to
absolutely
do it together.
And Roadrunner, but you've been there.
Yeah, right? Oh, I love Roadrunner. I saw the Front Bottoms there last year. It was phenomenal.
So good. Next, we've got some Creedence Clearwater Revival, which was a new addition to the playlist for this morning because we were just talking about it and the fact that most people don't know the song, Have You Ever Seen the Rain?
It blows my mind because I thought it was one of those, we all know this song, everyone knows this song, and I'm so glad you do. It makes me feel more sane in that. But people who haven't heard CCR are really missing out.
Absolutely. They have some great songs, Bad Moon Rising, you know.
Oh, absolutely. Down on the Corner.
100%. Great ones. Okay, we're gonna get into Have You Ever Seen the Rain from their album Pendulum.
Thank you.
This one is Wish I Knew You by The Revivalists, and you last heard I Know You Rider by Grateful Dead. And this has been The Juice Box. Again, I'm Lily, and this is WMFO in Medford, Freeform Radio.
And I'm Lacey, the guest for Juice Box today. Thank you so much for having me, Lily. It's been so great being here.
Of course. And remember, here on The Juice Box, we keep it juicy. Don't forget the straw. Have a good one, folks. Good morning.
And they got you on the run. So Friday night, Holy Ghost, take me to your level. Show me the one I need the most.